Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
For years, President Trump has enjoyed a mostly cozy relationship with Fox News. But in recent months, the president and his favorite network appear to be increasingly at odds. A recent Fox News poll found that 51% of respondents favored impeachment and removal from office. The president took to Twitter to criticize this poll and the network. And there also seems to be tension within Fox around the coverage of President Trump, particularly in light of the ongoing impeachment inquiry. Last Friday, anchor Shepard Smith abruptly resigned after 23 years with the network.
Even in our currently polarized nation, it's my hope that the facts will win the day, that the truth will always matter, that journalism and journalists will thrive. I'm Shepard Smith, Fox News, New York.
That's Smith signing off for the last time. Meanwhile, last Wednesday, Attorney General William Barr had a private meeting with Rupert Murdoch, the executive chairman of Fox. Joining us now is Jane Mayer, chief Washington correspondent for The New Yorker. Jane, welcome to the show.
Good to be with you.
So Shepard Smith's departure on Friday from Fox News was sort of, it was abrupt, it was surprising. Why did he leave?
Well, it really was a showdown between the news side of Fox, he's a news reporter who's trying to get facts across, and the opinion side of Fox, which are the nighttime hosts like Sean Hannity and others. They'd been warring a little bit because Shepard Smith was reporting stories that did not reflect flatteringly on Trump. It came down to a fight over a particular guest who had said that the developing scandal in Washington involving the Ukrainians could be a crime that involved the president. And Shep Smith stood up for that guest, and the opinion side, Tucker Carlson, took issue with it, and they had a fight between the two sides of Fox. The opinion side evidently won. Shep Smith is leaving.
And on Monday, Fox News anchor Neil Cavuto issued a rebuke to the president, which was also quite a surprise. Let's take a listen to a little bit what he had to say.
You're right to say the media isn't fair to you, that they're more inclined to report the bad than anything good about you. So it is no surprise you're frustrated that more aren't in line with you and that everyone at Fox might not be in lockstep with you. You might even think that those who are work for you. They don't. I don't. Hard as it is to fathom, Mr. President, just because you're the leader of the free world doesn't entitle you to a free pass. Unfortunately, just a free press.
Jane, a couple of things to break down there. I mean, the first is that Cavuto is talking directly to the president. Is this typical? I mean, were you surprised by his approach here?
Well, I mean, it makes sense that he would address the president directly because the president spends so much time watching Fox and then retweeting things that he's seen on Fox. I mean, there's a continual feedback loop between Fox News and the Trump White House, which is extraordinary. I mean, having covered White Houses since Reagan's era, I've never seen anything like it. When Fox was founded by Roger Ailes, it was founded in order to make sure that if there was ever another Watergate kind of scandal involving a president like Nixon, who Ailes had worked for, that that president would have at his disposal what's basically his own propaganda network. And that's what Fox really was designed to do, to be both a sword and a shield for a conservative president. And that's what you're seeing here, is it's struggling between being that and also trying to have any credibility at all as a news operation.
Well, and to that point, I mean, Cavuto is clearly saying, we don't work for you, you being the president. Is Cavuto basically signaling that more anchors at Fox will feel a need to be more critical of the Trump administration, or that this is a new beginning for the network in terms of how it approaches being independent versus working for the president?
I'm skeptical that Fox will really break away in any big way from Trump. They have kind of a codependency. Fox makes a tremendous amount of money. It makes about $2.7 billion a year, Fox News, and it's the largest rated cable network in the country, cable news network. And so Trump has been a good thing for them in terms of profits. And at the same time, Fox has been an extraordinarily good thing for Trump. It keeps his base in line, and it tells them only what he wants them to hear for the most part. So there's been this kind of lockstep thing. The problem is Trump is getting to the point where he's hard to defend. And so you even have Tucker Carlson, the evening news opinion host, who's quite close with Trump, writes an op-ed saying this business of asking foreign countries for dirt on Trump's political opponents, he says it's hard to defend. You can't really defend it. But what Tucker Carlson argued in his piece was this shouldn't be impeachable, he's saying. But he's admitting Trump's getting hard to defend, even for Fox. They're almost in lockstep with him still. I mean, they are. Fox is acting very much as his defender almost all the time. And the fact that it's not 100% is what's creating the news here. But it's very much in his corner still and very much misinforming the country about what's going on in Washington and with Trump.
And does it matter if the news side if folks like Shep Smith leave, given, you know, everything that we just talked about as far as what the network's overall goal is to support a conservative president? I mean, does that really matter, you know, if the folks who are trying, at least in some capacity, to be as journalistically objective as they can walk out? I mean, you know, and opinion hosts remain in their positions.
Yes, it's hugely important because Fox is the largest rated cable news network in the country. And if the people who actually report the news with some kind of balance are leaving, what you've got left is more and more of just a propaganda network. I did a long story where I interviewed lots of people, including many conservatives, including many people who had worked at Fox in the past. And what they're warning is that it's becoming more and more state TV. And that is something we've not seen in this country before.
Last question for you. Any idea whether or not we might see Megyn Kelly make a return to the network, given the high stakes 2020 election?
Well, she's making an appearance on Fox and reportedly, and I would not be surprised if she comes back.
Jane Mayer is chief Washington correspondent for The New Yorker. Jane, thanks so much.
Great to be with you.